Hi, it's what is it? Tuesday, the 22nd of August, 2006, and you're listening to ICT You Can. Well, I've had a very good day today. In Dunedin, we have these things called snow days, and if the roads are bad and it's really icy out, all the schools in the area decide that it's a closing day. So today I got to stay at home and sit in front of the fire and do some reading for my upcoming research project that I have to do for my postgraduate degree, and basically have a nice day at home. So it was a bonus. But something amazing happened today. I realised that as a teacher, you're always available to your students with Web 2.0. I was sitting at home doing my reading and writing some notes on my computer, and up popped my iChat, and there was one of my students. And she was saying, "How are you going, Mrs. Nichols? It's a great to have a day off, but I wish I was at school." Now, this particular student had been building a web page using the new iWeb software on my computer at school, and she thought that she could possibly continue with that at home. So I needed to send her the iWeb file for her to do so. Now, this turned out to be a huge problem because, unlike all the rest of Apple's applications, iWeb wasn't as intuitive as most of them. So just sending her the file, she couldn't actually open it. So we spent the rest of the day iChatting and searching the Apple software site to find the answer. And by the end of the day, I had learnt so much. I can now separate all of my websites into separate folders, because if you are an iWeb user, you'll know that you can create multiple sites within iWeb, but when you publish, it publishes all of them, and this can be a bit of a pain. So if you want to know more about this, please drop me an email on jane@pinehill.schoolzone.net.nz and I'll explain the whole process to you, because now I have all of my websites separated into separate files and I can click on each one of them and open them up separately. So it finally worked for me. I now know how to separate websites in iWeb, and I could send the website to my student, and she now has it at her house and is working on it on her computer. And it's all contained within one easy file called a domain site. So she'll now email that back to herself for tomorrow, or back to me, and when we both turn up to school tomorrow, she can access it back on my computer with all of her changes and continue working. So Web 2.0, awesome. We have a day off. My student would prefer to build her web page in the privacy of her own home and then go back to school tomorrow and share it with us all. So not only do I love podcasting, but I just love being able to be contacted by my students at any time. And I know that for some people that would be a nightmare, but really, this is exciting stuff. Information is just a click away. If you want help, there are people out there to help you. And if my students feel safe and secure in contacting me at any time, that's wonderful. I want to be their resource person, whether it's for using computers or whether it's for life skills or any other thing. So, today was a good day. I got to spend it at home with my own kids in front of the fire, and I also got to learn some new stuff from a 9-year-old, from doing some problem solving with a 9-year-old. So, I hope you're enjoying using this new technology as much as I am. Our children need to have multiple literacies. They need to be able to be lifelong learners, and problem solving is the best way to become a lifelong learner. And using computers is the best way to become a problem solver, because I can guarantee you, between turning the button on and clicking your first key, you're gonna come across a problem. And the more you problem solve, the more you know. So thank you for listening to this episode of ICT You Can. Remember, if you want to know anything about separating your websites in iWeb, give me a call and an email, and I'll send you the links that I found that explained it for me. And, actually, I'll go and post them in the show notes right now. So thank you for listening, and I hope you have a very nice day wherever in the world you are. Goodbye.